God's word that we focus on this morning is recorded in the book of John, chapter 11, verses 33 through 37. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" This is the word of our Lord. They all boarded the plane one by one. The flight attendants scanned their boarding passes, and they made their way down the jetway to the plane. They all got into their seats, and then the flight attendant welcomed them all and then had a special welcome for one person. She mentioned his name, and hardly anybody knew him. She welcomed this special person because he was a warrior. He had served this country valiantly and had earned for himself a Medal of Honor for his role in the battlefield. When the flight attendant mentioned that, they were surprised and then began to clap. Our theme for this Lenten season is all about the Son of Man. The Son of Man who's going to go forth into war to fight a battle that would change the world. And yet, much like that warrior on that plane, this warrior is hidden too. But he's hidden for a reason. A reason that we focus in on Jesus this Lenten season and every day of our life here in this world. Jesus is our hidden warrior, and we see him hidden by his tears. Just like those people walking onto the plane, they all looked somewhat similar. There was nothing that distinguished them too much from each other. Yes, there were elderly people, and there were young people. There were men, and there were women. There were people from different kinds of backgrounds, but they were all looking about the same as human beings. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is much like us. He was a kid, and he grew up just like us. He was someone who got hungry and someone who got tired, and yet there was something hidden about him. He was different than us. As much as he was like us, he was different than us. We focused in a little bit on that this past Sunday, right for the first Sunday in Lent, where he's like us in every way, but was without sin. He looked like us, but he was a hidden warrior, different than us. I can't even imagine what life like that would be like, to never sin once. I wonder what it was like for his parents, his earthly parents, to never have to ground him, to never have to take away an electronic device, because he always obeyed. But as much as he's different than us in that regard, as he goes to this home that he had been at before, we see him to be just like us. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." This hidden warrior is just like you and me. When he comes face to face with death, he too cries. It says that he was moved in spirit and troubled. It wasn't that he was angry that they were crying. He was angry at death. Lazarus, his friend, had died. So he cried. The St. Paul family just recently went through that. As we mourned along with Lori Voss, the death of her husband, Dave, and much of the Fox Valley Lutheran Schools area along with her. That funeral service that I attended, wonderfully written by Dave in honor to a wonderful and awesome God, and yet the pain is still there when death comes into our lives. And Jesus wept too. Whenever death comes. And yet that's not all that we have to cry about, right? We especially are reminded of that every time we enter into this Lenten season, right? Where we can take a look at the pain that you and I have caused to other people. How we hurt them by our sinful selfishness and repentance. God would have us cry over those sins too. This is interesting. In my previous years as a pastor, the congregations where I served, we didn't observe the imposition of ashes on Ash Wednesday. For the past two Ash Wednesdays at St. Paul's, we have. And it was interesting, there was a discussion online among some of our Lutheran pastors talking about the first time that you might give the imposition of ashes to your church members. And this pastor gave me and other first-time pastors doing this some advice. He said, be careful. Not be careful that you smudge the cross on their forehead or that sort of thing. He said, be careful when your wife comes up and you say to her, dust you are and to dust you shall return. Be careful when your children, your very own children, come up and you say to them, dust you are and to dust you shall return. Be careful when the woman who just buried her husband comes up and you say to her, dust you are and to dust you shall return. Be careful when the 80-year-old who can walk up slowly comes up and you say to them, dust you are to dust you. Be careful when the 8-year-old comes up bounding with joy and you say to him, dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Death reminds us of our own sinfulness. The punishment that we deserve, a temporal death and an eternal death. That's why he was hidden. The hidden warrior who would come to defeat death and wipe away sin. But he's hidden because of his timing. And that's kind of what upset the people that were gathered there to mourn with Mary and Martha. Text tells us this, that they questioned him. Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Jesus grieved over the damage done by sin, and you and I grieve over the damage done by sin, and as death is brought into our world and our lives. And they did too. And Mary and Martha believed it. Jesus could have made their brother better, but he's hidden in his timing. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this, that Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. They were right. He could have done something, but here is our hidden Savior who is fully God, who has all power, the ones who made all the galaxies out there. He could have. But he let his power as God remain hidden there. He set it aside so that he could show his glory later. But he didn't go around healing every person. He didn't go around raising every dead person from the grave. He knew he had something else to do. He knew that he was going to set aside his glory and his power as God so that he could go to the cross. Yes, he could have come down, but he set aside that power. He hid his power to be your Savior. You and I, we've all chosen death. We've chosen to die because we've chosen to sin. And here comes our hidden warrior, and he chooses death too. So that your death will not mean an eternal punishment, but the gateway to heaven. Chooses death. And so we can say with those Jewish people gathered at Mary and Martha's home, see how much he loves them. This hidden warrior who is true God chooses death so that by his death, the death of the Son of God, his death would be enough to cover all your sins. His death would be enough to open up heaven for you. His death and his perfect life, God would see as yours. And yet he seems hidden sometimes by his timing. When I look at my life and you look at your life and the pain of living in a sinful world is still there, and maybe when we want the pain to be gone, it's not gone, and we wonder, is our God hiding himself from us again? You could say he is. He's hiding himself in plain sight. He's hiding himself in simple words written in a Bible. He's hiding himself in water. He's hiding himself in pennies worth of bread and wine, his very body and blood. There, your hidden God reveals to you how he loves you. And he does. And so we gather again this Lenten season to see a hidden warrior who loves us and dies for us. Adam was formed from dust, and then God breathed and gave life. And to those of us who will follow Lazarus's fate, dust. But life will come when God speaks again. He doesn't just speak then in the future. He speaks now to you and me. Dust, when he says to us through these very words, I forgive you all your sins, he breathes life into you. And you live. You live to serve the one who died for you. See how much he loves you. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that peace will guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.